You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is a sad, sad day. BFM, the font of liberalism and tolerance at the centre of the University of Auckland.
The Wire.
The Auckland Council budget is holding public services hostage. That was what PSA had to say about Mayor Brown's Auckland Council budget proposal. On the chopping board in Brown's budget is the selling of Auckland Council's stake in Auckland Airport, which has been a consistent revenue stream for the council since Auckland's district councils merged into the super city in 2010. Tomorrow, council members will vote on Mayor Brown's budget proposal, including whether to sell off Auckland Council's airport shares. To talk more about what implications the share sell-off could have for public services in Auckland, I spoke with Ian Gordon, PSA National Sector Leader for Local Government. In the lead-up to the Auckland Council vote tomorrow, what are the sentiments towards the budget proposal?
Well, I think there's quite a great deal of concern, I suppose, and apprehension on what's coming. You know, I mean, generally speaking, you know, our members are really concerned about, you know, the potential cuts both to services and also jobs. And I mean, it's obviously a pretty complicated scenario, but you know, generally speaking, I think it is, you know, just this kind of political football that feels like it's going on at the moment, and you know, using public services as a bit of a bargaining chip, Mayor Brown seems to be doing, you know, is not particularly nice from a membership perspective.
Well, speaking on that, Mayor Brown has proposed cuts to public services if the Auckland Airport share sell-off doesn't go ahead. Isn't this position on cutting vital services as that bargaining chip, as you said, quite problematic?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I think that the problem that, you know, the proposal that the Mayor and the council have been consulting on is, you know, it sees significant reductions in a wide range of services, and that sort of, you know, some of those, for example, you know, there's holding public transport, so not, you know, not increasing or reinstating, for example, the bus trips that have come about since about December 2022, you know, because of driver shortages. I mean, and there's also impacts on, you know, price increases and service reductions around, say, the zoo, the art gallery, stadiums, you know, all the public venues, and a whole lot of reduction or stopping of regional services, you know, that include community and education programs, you know, for citizens advice bureaus. I know that's been in the media, but, you know, things like Proud Centres, Pacific Arts, Māori initiatives, and all of the different little, you know, sort of regional events that Auckland often hosts, like Music in the Park, Culture Fest, you know, Movies in the Park, and all those sort of events that actually make Auckland attractive to visit. So it actually has quite a big, you know, economic impact as well in terms of, you know, promoting Auckland as a livable city. And so we're really concerned that, you know, because also sitting alongside that, you know, council staff supporting all that stuff and all of those roles will be impacted to some degree or other. There's also, you know, for example, 44 community gardens that are under funding threat. You know, Mariah development programs, youth, rainbow, new migrant initiatives. You know, so there's it's a really big area of cuts that are being discussed at the moment, and also withdrawal of childhood education services, and also climate action related funding. So yeah, it's a really massive set of cuts that are being proposed.
What would be the long term loss if the sell-off of Auckland Airport shares goes ahead? Would that just basically mean that all these cuts would go ahead? What risks would that have for Auckland's future and the future of Aucklanders?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I think the thing with the airport shares is that it's almost akin to selling off the goose that lays the golden egg. So, you know, like, these shares were gifted through and, you know, came through from Manukau City Council into the Auckland Council when it became the super city about 12 years ago. You know, obviously, if you're selling off shares to investors, essentially, then the ongoing dividends and income that you would have is, you lose that on an ongoing basis. So while you might make the initial money now on the sale, I mean, obviously that means that in the long term you don't have those assets to, or the income from those assets to help you in the future. And I think, you know, the other thing is that we're essentially selling off that golden goose now. Can't sell it again, and you know, in say 10 years' time, if we ever have another, you know, financial situation like we do now. So once they've gone forever. Yeah, and I think that's a bit of a problem. And I think, you know, in terms of, it's just, you know, I think it is quite a big issue for the wider Auckland community to consider.
What is the alternative to selling off airport shares whilst maintaining public services and filling the budget deficit?
Yeah, I think in terms of alternative, it is really about, you know, because, I mean, there is the ability for Auckland Council to take on debt. I mean, sure, there's a debt level at the moment, but actually, you know, debt is something that can spread out costs over a period of time, and council can actually, you know, raise debt, and those interest costs, I think, they have, because of the size of the organisation, they can take it on at a generally lower interest rate, for example. So it sort of spreads it out, and it's much more fairer way of spreading costs across the community rather than perhaps getting, for example, individuals to pay for services that they might otherwise have to pay for. So rather than sort of racking it, you know, every time you want to do something around Auckland and you have to pay a fee or increase costs, I mean, you know, spreading that across the community through rates and through debt is another option. You know, we're aware that there is a budget alternative that's been put up by another organisation, a better budget for Auckland. So they've kind of got some really useful options that they put forward, which, you know, possibly make sense.
That was Ian Gordon, spokesperson and PSA National Sector Leader for Local Government, speaking to me about the implications that the Auckland Airport share sell-off could have for Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.